Today, we're going to pick up a new unit, Unit 8, First Aid.
本单元的学习目标，掌握情态动词 must, mustn't, should, shouldn't 及 ought to 的用法，通过阅读课文了解急救的重要性及有关常识。
Now let's come to Lesson 29, the dialogue. Today, we're going to read about an accident in the street.
Read the dialogue and find out what the girl injured.
Got the answer. She injured her knee, her foot, and her head.
Okay, now let's come to the language point.
The first one. No, leave her where she is.
别动她，让她留在原地。Leave 呢，在这里是及物动词。啊，原意呢是留下、遗留。在本句的意思是让某人或某物处于某种状态。那么 leave 表示这个意思的时候，通常后面跟形容词或者是动词的 ing 形式的复合结构，有时候也可以跟从句，比如说 We should leave the door open, OK? 这个我们应该呢，这个让你们呢开着， OK? The door 是宾语， open 形容词做宾语补足语， OK?
The next one, his illness has left him weak.
他的病呢使他变得很虚弱。
The father went off and left the son sitting there.
这位父亲呢走了，把这个儿子呢留在那里，让他在那坐着。那么这里头 left the son 这个 sitting there, OK? 那么这是 sitting, 这是一个动词 ing 形式。
Number two, you mustn't move someone if they are badly hurt.
就如果一个人受了重伤，你一定不能挪动他。再有呢，句子当中还有一个 My knee hurts, my foot hurts, and my head too.
我的膝盖疼，脚也疼，头也疼。
这两句都有动词 hurt, 但是呢词义不同。第一句中的这个 hurt 是及物动词，使受伤，使伤害。那么这个它可以用于被动语态。第二句中的 hurt 呢是不及物动词，表示感到疼痛，当这个讲。我们看一下这个例句。
The girl fell off her bicycle. She hurt one of her legs.
伤着一只腿了。那么这时候 hurt 是个及物动词。Now next one.
The girl fell off her bicycle and one of her legs hurt.
那么这个 hurt 又是一个不及物动词。
Number three. What happened to me?
Take it easy. I've just called the first aid center. 就说我出什么事了。然后对方说别紧张，我刚刚给急救中心啊通了电话。
Take it easy，
我们看这个句型，它是表示宽慰的用语，意思是别紧张，别着急，相当于 Don't worry, stay calm 等等。我们看例句，比如说这是病人和医生的对话。
My head hurts, I feel terrible.
Doctor says.Take it easy, you will be alright tomorrow. Okay, take it easy, 注意它的用法。
Number four, I ought to go home.
Okay, 我应该回家去。Ought to 是一个情态动词，表示应该。它与 should 的意思呢基本相同，但是呢 ought to 的语气比较重，含有按道理应该怎么怎么样的意思。比如说
You ought to see the film.
OK, 相当于 You should see this film.
Now next one. There ought to be more buses during the rush hours.
也就是说在高峰时按理说应该多发几趟车。这是 there be 句型当中套了 ought to 这个句型。OK, 所以这应该变成 there ought to be, 怎么怎么样。再有 ought Jenny to go, 注意它的疑问形式是把 ought 前提。OK, 别忘了这还有应该有个 to。
Yes, she ought to.
Jenny ought not to go to see the film. Okay, 她不应该去看电影。那么这时候 ought to 的否定形式是 ought not to.
Okay, so much for this lesson. Now let's come to lesson 30, first aid. Today we are going to read about first aid. What is first aid?It is the medical care which you give to somebody immediately after an accident. You do not have to be a doctor to give somebody first aid, but you have to know what to do. Let me tell you something more about first aid. First aid is the immediate care given to someone who falls ill or gets injured suddenly. Such care given by persons trained in first aid has kept countless victims alive. Proper first aid care also helps lessen pain and often prevents further injury. Training in first aid has two advantages. A trained person can give effective treatment when it is needed, perhaps saving someone's life. He is also less likely to have an accident himself.
在我们开始学习本课之前，我想和同学们谈谈有关阅读方法。一篇课文或者是一篇文章，通常呢是由若干个段落组成的。一般说呀，一个段落总有一个中心思想，特别在说明文或者是论说文中更是如此。代表这个中心思想的句子，我们称之为主题句，英文叫 topic sentence。topic sentence。段落中其他的句子都围绕它而铺展开来。因此呢，主题句的作用呢，就是把其他的句子串联起来，构成一个相互衔接的整体，以体现全段的中心思想。那么同学们在阅读过程当中呢，应该学会抓住段落的中心思想，也就是要能从段落中呢找出主题句来。主题句呢常常出现在段落的开头，以突出主题思想，随后的句子对此主题句呢做阐述、补充、发挥或提供细节。本课课文呢共分为四段，每一段有一个主题句，我们呢可以通过找主题句来抓住段落的中心思想。但是这里需要提醒同学们的是啊，主题句不一定总是出现在段落的开头，它有时也可能出现在段落的末尾或段落的中间，不能形成一种错觉，就是说第一句它一定就是主题句。好，下面同学试着找出本课各段落的这个主题句。 Now have a try please. Please read the passage and try to find out the topic sentence in each paragraph. Got it? The first paragraph, that is a description of first aid, right? Now the second one, three important things to do, right? The paragraph talks aboutcommon injuries in the home. Now the last one. You need more information. Have you noticed that actually the first sentence in each paragraph is topic sentence? 不知道同学们注意没有，这里面的主题句呢，每段落的主题句都是这个第一句话。
Now next, let's come to the language points. The first one.Anyone with the right knowledge can give first aid. You don't have to be a doctor.
就是说任何一个有正确的急救知识的人都可以进行急救，不一定非得是一个医生才行。First aid, 急救指对危重病人进行的紧急抢救。我们常用这个句型叫比如说我们看看啊，我们可以说 do,first aid to somebody, 或者 give first aid, 还可以说 offer first aid, 进行急救、施行急救等等。
比如说 the boy hurt his legs during the basketball match, and some of us gave him first aid.
在篮球比赛过程当中，男孩呢把腿给伤着了，我们几个人呢对他进行了急救。
The next one, she was badly injured. First aid was immediately offered.
这里头他用了被动语态， OK? 他受了重伤，人们立即对他进行了急救。那么还有一个呢，就是说这里面的 have to 和 must 都表示必须，尽管意思稍有区别，但他们肯定形式呢基本上是可以通过的，可以通用的。 然而他们的这否定形式 mustn't 和 don't have to 却在意思上有很大的区别，不能通用。那么 mustn't 往往表示不得做某事啊，一定不能，它含有禁止的意思，而 don't have to 表示不必做某事，相当于 needn't do something， 含有不必要的意思。比如说我们看这句话，
We mustn't tell Henry the news，
我们一定不能告诉 Henry 这个消息。
We don't have to tell Henry the news，
我们没有必要告诉他，所以这两个意思不太一样。
OK， now let's come to the second language point、okay? Check that the person can breathe. Open the mouth and make sure that there's no food at the back of the mouth.
检查一下，看看这个人还能不能呼吸，把嘴呢给他掰开，看看口腔后部是不是有没有这个食物堵住。那么这里面的 check 和 make sure 的基本这个意思相同，都表示核查弄确实。他们的后面的宾语从句就是有待这个核查的一些个事情，比如说
Before you leave the room check that lights are turned off， 或者是 make sure that lights are turned off，
离开之前啊，请检查一下，看看灯是不是都关了没有。
Please check that electric wires are safe， 或者是 Please make sure that electric wires are safe。
OK， 请检查一下，看看电线是不是安全。 Now next one, number three.
Lay the person on his back， 或者是 on her back. Close his nose or close her nose. Close his or her nose with your fingers and breathe into his or her mouth.
也就是将这个人呢仰面平放，并且呢用手指捏住他的鼻子，再向他嘴里呢吹气。剧中的这个 his her， 这也有 his her 啊，这几个这里头都用了 his her， 这个我们读的时候就念 his or her。 就是以前的作家呀，这个写文章在这种情况下呢，通常呢这个用男性的 his 来指代中性的啊这个人啊，这个人可以是男人也可以是女人。这种写法呢遭到女权运动者的反对，既然 person 可男可女，那么他的代词不该只用 his 排除 her， 而应该用 his 或 her 来指代。但是 his her 这种写法和读法都很麻烦，所以在当代英语当中也有用 their 代替 his her， 用来指代不明性别的单个人。在汉语里呢，除非确实有必要，我们很少用他的男的他的或女的他的这种表达方法，更不用他们的来指代。本句的译文索性呢，我们就不用 his 或者是 her， 不用把它这个翻译出来，这样呢倒不通顺，这个倒不通顺了。 OK，
Now let's come to number four. Repeat this as often as is necessary.
OK， 就是根据需要呢尽量多次重复这个动作。剧中的这个 this 指上句的 breathe into his or her mouth 啊，指的是这个向嘴里吹气这个动作。 often 在里表示多次啊，相当于 many times。 再有呢，第二个 as 后面接的从句我们可以看作是省略了主语 it。 OK， 这句话实际上是相当于 as often as it is necessary。 OK，
Number five.Here is some advice for dealing with common injuries.
这呢有几条关于处理普通创伤的意见。这里头有个短语动词 deal with， 它在这里表示处理事物啊，这个解决表示这个意思。比如说
Could you please tell us how we shall deal with the problem?
能不能告诉我们我们怎么样能够解决这个问题？ OK。
What is the best way of dealing with the grammar point?
也就是说处理这个原点的最好的办法是什么呢？这是 deal with。 再有 deal with 还可以表示对付或是论述或是与谁谁打交道这个意思。比如说
It is very difficult to deal with noisy children.
就很难对付那些特别吵闹的孩子。 OK, now next one.
His talkAt the medical conference, we'll deal with first aid.
OK, 他在医学会议上的发言将谈到有关急救的问题。
The next one, cool the area of skin at once.
就说立刻呢使烧伤的部位呢冷却。 cool 在这里头做形容词的时候呢，意为凉爽的，本句的这个 cool 呢已经转为动词了，表示使凉爽，使冷却。那么我们看看它既可以做形容词，也可以用作动词。比如说 We like to go to the lake to cool ourselves. Cool 在里头是动词，就是夏天我们呢愿意到这个湖里呢去降温。 The next one, cool the water for a few minutes before you drink it. 让水凉几分钟你再喝。类似的这个由形容词转化为动词的这个词呢还有这些，我们一起来看。比如说 clean 做形容词的时候表示清洁的，做动词表示使清洁。 clear adjective and verb OK, dirty 是弄脏的，动词呢是这个形容词是这个脏的，动词呢是弄脏。 dry empty free slow warm 形容词是暖和的，动词呢是使暖和。 next one number 7,However, after a few hours of study, you will manage to know enough to save other people's lives. 然而呢，经过几个小时的学习之后，你就会获得足够的知识去抢救别人的生命了。句中的 enough 是名词，做足够的东西讲。OK。那么在此处呢，它是做动词 know 的宾语。enough 后面还可以跟不定式做短语。不定式这个短语做 enough 的定语，比如说我们看 We have had enough to drink， 我们有足够的喝的了 OK， 这是不定式啊，做它的定语修饰这 enough 在里头是名词 OK。 He couldn't earn enough to keep a family of four OK， 也就是说他不能挣到足够的钱来养活四口之家。Enough 还可以做形容词或者是副词，当它用作形容词的时候可以放在所修饰名词前面，也可以放在所修饰名词的后面。比如说 We have enough food for everyone， 我们有给每一个人足够的这个吃的东西。我们这时候还可以说 We have food enough， 就是说形容词既可放在名词的前，也可以放在名词的后面。 Enough 还可以和介词短语 for 连用，比如说Will $100 be enough for your journey? 也就是说100美元够不够你来做旅费 OK? $1,000 a month is certainly enough for her pay OK? 就是说每月1000美元啊，这个每月1000美元对于她的这个工资来说就已经足够了 OK? 肯定是足够了。好，这些都是 enough 做形容词用。我们下面来看看 enough 它做副词用的时候。请同学们注意，当 enough 作为副词用的时候，它所修饰的形容词，它应该放在所修饰的形容词或者是另外一个副词的后面。比如说这句话 ,The boy isn't old enough to go to school. 他这个年龄啊不够，还不到上学的年龄。这时候 enough 修饰 old, 它要放在 old 的后面。再有 He didn't work hard enough and failed the examination. 他学习不努力，结果呢考试没有及格。这时候 hard 是个副词， enough 用来修饰它啊，不够努力，所以它也应该放在 hard 的后面。那 number 8, If everyone in the country knew first aid, many lives would be saved. 就是说如果每个国民都懂得急救，那么许多人的生命是可以挽救得了了。这是一个表示与现在事实相反的非真实条件句，也就是我们常说的虚拟语气。事实上是说并非每个人都会去急救，因此呢许多人的生命没有得到挽救。那么在这种非真实条件句中 if 从句 OK, if 从句中的谓动词用过去时，如果是 be 动词我们一般不论人称一般都用 were, 主句的谓动词用 would, could, might,加动词原形。我们来看例句。 If I were you, I would go to the party. 要是这个如果我要是你的话，我就会去参加那个 party 那个聚会。注意这里面这个我们不用 was 而用 were。 然后后面的主句呢我们说 would go to the party. The next one. If he knew the answer, he would tell me. Okay, 如果他要知道答案的话，他会告诉我的。这里头他用的是过去式 knew， 然后这是 would。Okay, next one.
If there were more people, we could finish the work today.
今天如果人手要多的话，我们本来今天是可以干完活的。注意这里头用的是 be 动词 were， 然后后面用的是 could 加动词原形。
好，在 safety in the home。啊，这个中呢有这样几个句子，我们来看一看。Keep them on a high shelf out of the reach of children. This sentence means keep them on a high shelf where children cannot reach.
也就是说把他们这个 them 在里指的是读物啊，放在小孩子够不着的高架子上。
这里头 out of one's reach 表示够不着或拿不到， OK， reach 在里是名词，意为这个手所触及的范围。 out of one's reach 相对应的短语是 within one's reach， 表示在手可以取到的范围之内。比如说 I put the box out of children's reach，
我把这个盒子放在小孩子够不着的地方。
The lake is within easy reach of the hotel.
那么这个呢是说这湖呢就在旅馆的附近。
Now, number 10. Don't reach sideways while standing on a ladder. Get down first and move the ladder.
也就是说站在梯子上的时候不要侧着身子伸手去拿东西。先下来把梯子挪动一下。那么句中的这个 reach 在这里是伸手取够某个东西。
Sideways 在这里头它是个副词，表示向旁边或侧着身子。比如说 He dropped the box sideways, so it hit me.
他把箱子向旁边一扔，结果呢把我打着了。
The next one. She was so fat that she could only get through the door sideways.
OK， 而他太胖了只好侧着身子过门。
句中的 while standing on a ladder， while standing on a ladder，
它等于 while you are standing on a ladder，
while you are standing on a ladder。
那么类似这种句型呢，我们还可以看看
look out for cars when crossing the street，
相当于
Look out for cars when you are crossing the street.
那么这时候我们说当这个前后主语一致的时候，我们可以用 when 或者是 while 后面加上动词的 ing 形式，而把原来句子当中的主语和一部分 will 去掉。
The next one. I'll go to see my friends Tom and Sharon while in Canada.
那么在这里指的是 while I am in Canada.
Now number 11, make sure that young children cannot get close to pools, lakes, and rivers by themselves.
务必不要让小孩子独自到池塘、湖边或者是江边去。那么短语动词 get close to somebody 或者是 something 表示到某人或某物的近旁，比如说
We got close to the girl to see what she was doing.
我们走进孩子身边看看她在做什么。
Now next one. They got close to the bottom of the cave and found a collection of coins.
他们走进洞穴的底部发现一堆硬币。这里的还有一个句型是 by oneself, 表示单独的、独自的。在句中呢做状语。
oneself 随人称而变化，
比如说我们可以说 by himself 他单独的 by herself OK by themselves 等等。
Now let's look at some examples. The first one, My daughter wanted to eat by herself,
就是说她想要自己吃东西。
It is dark, we'd better not go out by ourselves.
天已经黑了，我们最好不要单独出去了。
Next one. The students did their homework all by themselves.
学生们都是自己独立完成作业的。
So much for lesson 30. Now let's come to lesson 31. What should you do if a person has drunk poison by mistake?
就是假如有人误喝了这个毒药应该怎么办
By mistake 这是一个固定词组表示错误的或者是无心的做错了某事比如说
Sorry, I took your pen by mistake
真抱歉啊，我拿错了你的这个拿错了你的笔啊，这里指的是无心的啊。
The next one, she put salt in her cup of coffee by mistake. 她误将盐放入这个她的这个咖啡里面去了。
The next one, make the person throw up.
这是说啊，使这个人呢呕吐。
Throw up 这个短语动词呢做呕吐解。比如说 ,the smell of the gas made me throw up.
那么就是说这个汽油味使得我这个呕吐起来。
She had eaten too much and threw up on the way home.
在回家的路上呢她就吐了起来。
So much for lesson 31. Now let's come to the grammar part in this unit. Okay. Today we're going to talk about modal verbs, 情态动词。
在本课 checkpoint 中的语法项目呢这个我们看到了有情态动词重点呢在复习情态动词 must, should 的用法同时初步学习这个 ought to 的用法。好我们下面看 must 或者是 have to。must 称 have to 一般可以通用但是 must 更侧重说话人主观上的看法注意是主观上的看法而 have to 则侧重在客观上的需要含有不得不的意思比如说我们看例句。
Your homework must be handed in tomorrow.
作业明天必须要交上来。这里头表示个人主观看法。Okay, the next one.
I have to wait here because I have no umbrella with me.
这个我不得不得在这等会儿因为我没带着雨伞。Okay, 这个呢可能是当时下雨啊这是一种客观的这个啊需要所以呢我不得不等在这里。再有一个呢Must, 它没有时态的变化一般呢用于现在进行时而有时呢也可以表示过去的情况而 have to 呢可以用于更多的时态比如说我们有 had to, 什么 will have to, 等等。再有 must 和 have to 的否定形式提醒同学们注意它的这意思上有很大的不同。我们刚才说了 mustn't 表示不能做某事有禁止的含义而 don't have to 表示不必要做某事含有客观上没有这个必要比如说 You mustn't take the books out of the reading room 一定不能把书拿出这个阅览室这里头表示禁止做 The next one You don't have to finish your soup if you don't want to
如果不想喝完汤的话你就没有必要把它喝完
下面我们看 should 和 ought to 的用法 should 和 ought to 都有应该的意思一般可以通用但是后者呢往往语气更强些强调呢有责任有义务做某事或者按道理应该怎么怎么样 should 还含有这个劝告建议的语气
OK 比如说 I'll start the work tomorrow I think you should start at once
我觉得你必须现在就得开始
The next one I'll start the work tomorrow No, you ought to start at once
那么在这里呢这个上一句呢是说我想你应当立刻开始可是底下这句话呢是说不行啊，你得立即开始这两个这个语气上呢稍稍的有一点这个区别比如说第一中呢用了 should 有点像朋友之间提建议的这种口气而第二句当中这个 ought to 有点像老板比如说向工人提出责令的口气好我们下面看第三个 need 的用法 OK need 做及物动词用可以和不定式连用比如说 need to do 它还可以用作情态动词后面直接跟动词原形 OK 表示这个那个没有必要做某事
比如说 you need to remain in bed 你需要在床上啊躺几天 you needn't remain in bed
so need 呢也可以用于疑问句比如说 need I come
Yes, you must, 或是 No, you needn't.
注意他在这个 need, 用 need 提问时这个答语 ,K, 肯定回答一般我们都用 must， 否定回答多用 needn't。 比如说 Need I finish my homework now？ 我有没有必要现在把这个工作干完呀？ Yes you must， 或者是 No you needn't。 So much for this unit. See you